Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The recent explosion at an illegal coal mine in Meghalaya, resulting in the loss of lives, highlights the persistent failure to enforce the National Green Tribunal's ban on rat hole coal mining in the state, a method that has been plagued by accidents and environmental degradation. First, let's understand what rat hole mining is. It's a method of coal extraction unique to Meghalaya, particularly in the Jhantia Hills, East Khasi Hills, and Garo Hills districts. The term refers to the digging of narrow horizontal or vertical tunnels, typically just wide enough for one person, into hillsides or riverbeds to extract coal seams. There are two main variants: side-cutting rat hole mining, where narrow tunnels are dug horizontally into the hillside along the coal seam, and box-cut mining, where a box-shaped open pit is dug, from which rat hole tunnels extend into the seam floor. What makes this significant is that the mining involves no mechanical equipment, no modern safety devices, no ventilation systems, and no structural support. Workers, often children or migrant laborers from other states, extract coal manually, filling bags that are hauled out by rope. The consequence is predictable: cave-ins, flooding, explosions from methane accumulation, and suffocation are recurrent hazards. Meghalaya has experienced several mass mine disasters, the most infamous being the Kasang coal mine flooding in December 2018 in East Jhantia Hills, where 15 miners were trapped underground for months before being confirmed dead. Now, let's delve into the NGT ban and its non-enforcement. The National Green Tribunal issued a comprehensive ban on rat hole coal mining in Meghalaya in April 2014, citing environmental destruction, water contamination, child labor, and worker safety violations. The order was grounded in multiple legal violations, including the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act, 1957, which requires proper mining leases or licenses, the Environment Protection Act, 1986, which mandates environmental clearances, the Child Labor Prohibition and Regulation Act, and the Mines Act, 1952, which stipulates safety standards. The Meghalaya Coal Miners Association challenged the ban, and the matter went to the Supreme Court, which upheld the NGT's ban. Despite this, illegal mining has continued, primarily because coal is a primary source of livelihood in these districts. Land ownership in Meghalaya follows customary tribal tenure, and enforcement capacity is minimal. Remember this: the sixth schedule of the constitution exempts much of the coal land in Meghalaya from central land laws, creating a complex situation. Now, let us turn to the constitutional dimension. Meghalaya is a sixth schedule area, with autonomous district councils, such as the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council, Garo Hills ADC, and Jhantia Hills ADC, having significant legislative powers over land use and resource management for their communities. Coal under Meghalaya is largely found on privately owned land, and tribal communities claim traditional rights to mine coal from their own land. This creates a direct conflict between central law, which requires mining leases and environmental clearances, and sixth schedule rights, which give tribal communities and ADCs powers over land. The legal conflict has created a space in which neither central enforcement agencies nor state police have been effectively able to shut down illegal operations, creating the persistent hazard evidenced by repeated disasters. But why does this matter? It's because the environmental impact of rat hole coal mining has been devastating. The mining has caused extensive ecological damage in Meghalaya, including river acidification, where coal seams near rivers leach sulfuric acid into waterways, deforestation, and aquifer contamination. Note this carefully: the Lukha River in Jhantia Hills has become effectively biologically dead, with pH levels measured as low as 2.0 to 4.0, comparable to battery acid levels, due to acid mine drainage. The mining areas have been stripped of tree cover, and the Meghalaya forest cover loss is among the highest in the Northeast. The consequences of this environmental degradation are far-reaching and have significant implications for the local communities. Now, let us look at the rescue capacity and the role of the National Disaster Response Force, or NDRF. The NDRF, constituted under the Disaster Management Act, 2005, is the primary agency deployed in mining rescue operations. However, its limitations in confined space, flooded mine rescue, particularly when shafts are only rat hole width, were graphically demonstrated in 2018 when Navy divers and international teams had to be called in. This raises the question of whether India needs dedicated mine rescue teams in coal-producing states, analogous to systems in Chile or the US Mine Safety and Health Administration framework. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Rat hole mining is a method that involves digging narrow tunnels into hillsides or riverbeds to extract coal seams, with two main variants, side cutting and box cut mining. The National Green Tribunal issued a ban on rat hole coal mining in Meghalaya in April 2014, citing environmental destruction and worker safety violations. The ban was upheld by the Supreme Court, but enforcement has been minimal due to the complexity of the sixth schedule. The Kasam mine disaster in December 2018 resulted in the deaths of 15 miners, with a rescue operation that lasted over 140 days. The environmental impact of rat hole coal mining includes acid mine drainage, which has caused river acidification, deforestation, and aquifer contamination. The NDRF, constituted under the Disaster Management Act, 2005, has limitations in confined space, flooded mine rescue. The sixth schedule of the Constitution gives autonomous district councils in Northeast India powers over tribal land, creating a complex situation for enforcement. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to prelims, particularly the definition of rat hole mining, the NGT ban, and the sixth schedule. For mains, it's relevant to GS3, covering mining governance, environmental regulations, and disaster management. It's also relevant to GS2, covering center-state tensions on resource governance and the powers of the National Green Tribunal. In conclusion, the recent explosion at the illegal coal mine in Meghalaya highlights the need for effective enforcement of the NGT ban and a more sustainable approach to coal mining in the state, one that balances the livelihoods of local communities with the need to protect the environment and ensure worker safety. The topic has significant implications for India's environmental and constitutional landscape, making it a crucial area of study for UPSC aspirants.